The Lord be with you.
And
with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? When he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. What woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? When she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me because I found the coin that I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Gospel of the Lord. All of us have had the sometimes painful and humbling experience of we're walking and we stumble over something, we trip and we fall. It's happened to all of us, even the most coordinated. A way to interpret sin all is a moral stumbling. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, she said this, that she was capable of all of the sins of the worst sinners of the world. But she said, one of the reasons why is because God cleared the path. I like that. That's a good prayer. We pray today that God will clear the path. He can do it. In a certain sense, when we pray the Our Father, we say, "Deliver us from evil." It's really the same thing. So being delivered from evil is God is clearing the path. Because really what any sinner can do in the world, I could do it, you could too. And don't contradict me. We're all very fragile. We're all very weak. And we see people who have maybe practiced their faith, they've wandered away, and they seem to be better than us when we were younger. Why are we here and there? They've stumbled and fallen. Only God knows. So that's one prayer I think we should offer today as we pray the morning prayer, that God will remove the stumbling blocks. Okay, the first reading, St. Paul speaks about circumcision. Circumcision is a symbol for us of our baptism. So St. Paul was kind of, he was really glorying the fact that he was circumcised, he was a Jew, all the wonderful qualities that he had. But our baptism goes way beyond that. So be thankful that you're baptized. But don't flaunt it. Don't pat yourself on the back too much, but rather try to live out your baptismal commitment. St. Louis de Montfort in his classic True Devotion to Mary, says true devotion to Mary is basically living out your baptismal commitment. That's what he says in the very beginning of True Devotion to Mary. So the second part of the reading to the Philippians is St. Paul says that he counts everything as basically as nothing in comparison with one thing. Knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay, one way in which we can grow in our knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the following. Last year I wrote a confirmation textbook for the confirmation students here. And the first five lessons that I've taught these kids is getting to know Christ, which is very much related to what Paul says, getting to know Christ. The class I taught yesterday, and that I will teach today and tomorrow, God willing, is one way in which we can get to know Christ are through what are called the Christological titles, the titles that you have for Jesus Christ. Well, I'll give you an image. You probably remember when you were studying physics in 11th grade. Usually we study physics in this country, 10th to 11th grade. You have a process called refraction. Remember what that is? Refraction is if you take like a diamond and you expose it to the sun, it's like a rainbow of light is going to emanate from that. It's the same diamond, but a rainbow of light. You're going to see the different colors of the rainbow. I call that, that's an image of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a beautiful diamond. But you can look at Christ and you can see different of the glimmering, beautiful elements of who Christ is. If you like, I can give you an image. Some of the women here, you're a woman, you're a Christian, you're a Catholic, you are a spouse, you are a mother, you're a daughter, you're an aunt. Is that true? So I mentioned about 10 different qualities of the same person. It's the same person, but there are 10 different qualities, okay, or descriptions. So you can apply that to Christ. What were the titles that we went through yesterday? Well, Fulton Sheen says the most important title for Christ would be, any of you know? Savior. Savior exemplifies the essence of why he came. He came to save the people of their sins. That's the name that was given to him by the Archangel Gabriel to Mary. Another title we gave is Jesus is Master. He's our teacher. We can get to know him by listening to the gospel every day and by reading it. Another title for Christ is the gospel today. What a beautiful gospel. We've entered into what Father Al calls the lost and found chapter. The lost and found chapter. You've got the lost sheep and the sheep that's found. You've got the lost coin and the coin that's found. Guess what we're going to listen to tomorrow? The prodigal son, right? The lost and found son. So that's another title for Christ. He is the good shepherd. And the gospel today is beautiful because he speaks about a shepherd that had 100 sheep. And one sheep wandered away. You know, being a city boy, I've often thought, I've never been a shepherd. If I had 100 sheep and I lost one, I'd say, well, let them go. I got 99. Let them go. Let them go. But that's not the way Jesus sees it. Jesus leaves the 99 and finds the one, places the one on his shoulders, and brings the wandering sheep back to the fold. So what Jesus is saying there, and this is a Christological title, is that every individual person in this world has infinite value. That's the meaning of the passage today. Every individual in this world, there's about 7 billion, every one of those 7 billion has infinite value. And the best way to understand is, as Ignatius teaches us, if you were the only person in the world, Jesus Christ would have been crucified for you, and he would have shed every drop of his precious blood for you. That's how precious and important you are in the eyes of God. So I'll go through two or three more titles, and I'll ask you, which of the titles in the Bible is the one that seems to talk most to you? Yesterday in Mass, I was speaking about this, and the altar server that I had last night was one of the Christological titles. And the Hispanics have a tendency, they really love to give Old Testament names to their children. The Filipinos too. But they really love to give Old Testament names to their children. And the name of the altar server was Manuel, in English, Manuel. And that's one of the titles that I gave in my lesson yesterday. Do you know what Manuel or Emmanuel, Emmanuel, there's a lot of ways you can spell it. Do you know what it means? It comes from Prophet Isaiah, and it means God with you. God with you. That's a very consoling title. You're going to be hearing that in the time of Advent. God with you. If you're living in the state of grace, God is with you. If you watch me when I lift up the host in the Mass, God is with you. If you look at the tabernacle there, see the tabernacle? God is with you. If you receive Holy Communion, God is with you. What a beautiful Christological title. And finally, for the boys yesterday, and the whole thrust of the class yesterday, today, and Friday is the title I'm going to give you right now. When I arrived in Argentina about 32 years ago in Buenos Aires, my Italian was pretty good. My English was pretty good too. But my Spanish was very poor, almost non-existent. And I was learning Spanish a little bit at a time. And I saw this beautiful image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And below, you see right here it says, Jesus, I trust in you. But there was another phrase that I love to this very day. And the phrase is this, Spanish, El amigo que nunca falla. ¿Habla español? No, padre. Okay. El amigo que nunca falla. No, Yolanda? El amigo que nunca falla. Translation, he is the friend. He is the friend that will never fail you. So I hope today that all of us will look at Christ, talk to Christ. As Paul says, get to know Christ. Fall in love with Christ. And ask yourself, which of the titles, and there are many more, I've only given you about five, there are many more titles. Which of the titles for Jesus Christ is your title right now? Amen.